We love a good news story to share with you, and this one has Connecticut ranking pretty high, if I do say so myself. Apparently, Connecticut is one of the most charitable states in New England and among the top quarter in the nation, according to a new study. So this was a report that came from the personal finance company Wallet Hub, and it was just released this week, ranking Connecticut as 13th most charitable state in the country and second in New England, trailing just Maine at number 8, Wyoming, the country's least populous state, taking the top spot on the list. But I wanted to talk about, hey, Connecticut, look at you caring. Look at you opening your wallets and your hearts to the people around you. I love a good story like this. And joining us now to talk a little bit more about this is Carla Fortunato, who she's a philanthropic strategist, I should say, but she's the president of the Connecticut Council for Philanthropy. And Carla, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. Now, I've never actually had the Connecticut Council for Philanthropy on before. Tell me a little bit about it, if you don't mind.
Of course. Well, we're happy to be here. We are the state's network for philanthropic people and philanthropic organizations like community foundations, family foundations, corporate giving programs that are all working to advance a just and thriving Connecticut and beyond. And we help our members make more impact in the state of Connecticut by working together. And we also really work hard to raise the visibility of charitable giving and giving back throughout the state of Connecticut. We want to make sure that people can see the value of supporting and volunteering for local nonprofits.
What did you think about seeing this report, Carla?
So at the Connecticut Council for Philanthropy, you know, we were incredibly proud, but actually not that surprised that Connecticut was identified as one of the most charitable states in the country, because we see the way that Connecticut communities step up to support local groups and community members every day, and especially in times of crisis, like just recently with the temporary end of SNAP benefits, we saw so many people move into action to support local food pantries, run food drives, really trying to make sure that no one was left behind in this moment.
When I saw this report, I was just really touched, because it feels like a lot of the time, and look, I know I'm a journalist, so we're sort of inundated with bad news all the time, and we try to find the good anywhere. But this, to me, was something that Connecticut can kind of, I think, brag a little bit about, and I don't mean to use that word, but I think it's something we should be really proud of. You know, you bring up, for example, what has happened with SNAP benefits. And it was amazing to me to see so many communities and even just our state government to say, hold on, you know, partisan matters aside, how are we going to make sure people are getting fed? How do we make sure that we're, you know, using money appropriately, you know, whether, again, we politically agree or not? And that's just one example that we've seen when it feels like the rest of the country is sort of in crisis. Connecticut sort of takes the approach of, no, we've got this. Let's figure out what we're going to do. And just that idea of neighbor to neighbor, I think it's really fascinating that that we do that. That so many times I feel like we put especially politics or religion or whatever you want aside to do what's best for the greater good.
No, I think that's right. There is a real legacy of kind of generosity and public service in Connecticut. You know, year after year, we see people kind of live out their big-heartedness, not just by making donations, which can be really important, but also like showing up, volunteering for local groups, running their own fundraisers, or, you know, even donating time with their local governments. You know, we just had Election Day last week, and that's run almost entirely by volunteers. Mm-hmm. And so I agree that we should be really proud here in Connecticut, and that, you know, that people here really value community and value making sure that their neighbors and friends and families are all okay, you know, despite what's happening in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a feel-good story and one that we love to share here on WICC. And we're talking to Carla Fortunato, president of the Connecticut Council for Philanthropy. And I will link their website to ours, voiceofct.com, if you want to learn more. Carla, what do you suggest for people who want to get into volunteering or who want to find where their time, their energy, their money even would best go? You know, because I think part of volunteering is not just saying, okay, I did it. Here's a check mark. I was a good person today. I think what makes a volunteer very special is that there's a passion sort of driven behind them showing up and doing good by people. So how do you figure out where your calling is as a volunteer?
That's a great question. And I think the first thing I would recommend that somebody do is just kind of do a little personal reflection and ask themselves, you know, what would make them excited to go show up every day and give of their time. And so if somebody had a favorite nonprofit or a favorite issue, I would call up that nonprofit and ask if they're looking for any volunteer support. If you're somebody who really cares about kind of civic engagement or public service, you know, if you're really active in your town or you want to be active in your town, many towns and cities are looking for volunteers for a variety of volunteer opportunities. So you could call your local town or city. You know, there are two other kind of regional organizations that can help people out. And so that's your local United Way or your local community foundation. They have a lot of familiarity with groups in different regions of the state and can help you maybe connect with one that really speaks to your passion. If all else fails, you can go online and search for volunteer opportunities in Connecticut. But, you know, this time of year, there's always really high demand at our local food pantries and food banks. And I know that's one place that is always looking for donations and volunteers.
We're chatting right now with Carla of the Connecticut Council for Philanthropy. And Carla Fortunato is the president. And we're talking about this new report. Connecticut is really filled with people just opening their hearts and their wallets to neighbors in need, and certainly volunteering as well. According to a recent report from Wallet Hub, Connecticut was ranked 13th most charitable state in the country and second in New England behind Maine. So I had a couple more questions for you, Carla, if you don't mind. First, how do people make sure that they're working with a legit nonprofit or raising money for a legitimate purpose? Because we know scammers love to prey on the vulnerable, and especially those who are willing to give their time, energy, and money.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I think that there are a few ways that you can make sure that you're working and supporting a legitimate nonprofit doing good work. And I mean, one way is to partner with kind of local groups that you may already know. Maybe they partner with your local church or school or athletic team. And so that's one way, is to kind of, you know, support the groups that you know already. There are two resources online where you can look up a nonprofit and just make sure that they are in good standing. And those two online websites are GuideStar and Charity Navigator. And those are two really good resources that you can use if you want to just check in on a nonprofit. And you can like look at an organization's financials, see how they spend their money. And then the other thing that I would recommend is there are kind of throughout the state of Connecticut, we have a number of regional United Ways and also regional community foundations. And those are other groups that you could reach out to and look for their expertise in who in our communities are doing great work and could use my support or my volunteer hours. So those are the few ways that I would recommend that people could really check in on a nonprofit and make donations, feeling really good about the work they're doing.
And Carla, when we talk about volunteering, you talked about support there. If someone is worried because maybe they want to be a volunteer or they want to try getting more involved, but they don't really know or they don't have a background maybe in the work that they're going to be doing, are there training opportunities available to them?
Yes. So I think nearly all of the organizations that bring volunteers in to do work will provide training on site. I know that, you know, for example, many of our United Ways will train groups of people to help others do their taxes. You have to go through a training program, and then you have this skill of actually having some expertise in completing tax forms, if you don't already have that skill. But yes, nonprofits often will provide training to any volunteer so that they can feel really comfortable doing the work that they're showing up to do.
Carla Fortunato, I want to thank you so much for what you do, president of the Connecticut Council for Philanthropy. And if you wanted to leave somebody today listening with a final thought, if they're on the fence about getting involved, volunteering, giving to others, what would you say?
I would say that today is the day to help make Connecticut the 12th or 10th. Or fifth most charitable state in the nation. We're doing great, but I would love to see us ranked higher. And as we're entering the holiday season, we want to make sure that all of the local groups who provide food support or shelter to our neighbors and friends are able to, you know, help all of the people who need support at this time. So I would just invite them to join this community.
Yeah. I love that. And again, I want to thank you, Carla, for what you do, president of the Connecticut Council for Philanthropy. And thank you so much for joining the show today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too, Carla. And also, I do want to let you know I am going to link to Carla's podcast on our website, voiceofct.com, a link to the Connecticut Council of Philanthropy for Philanthropy. I've got their website linked there as well. You can learn more, join, connect, collaborate with them, and learn and see even upcoming events and trainings that they have as well. It's all going to be on their website, which we'll link to ours, voiceofct.com. Thanks again, Carla.